says Rabbi Wiener, Chasuva Bachrim. I want to speak a little bit about the Mitzrayim, the Mitzvah of Sipritzis Mitzrayim. But I want to focus a little bit what I remember from my Bachur Sheyarin, that Leil HaSeder can be a frustrating time to be by a Seder. It's very, most say the Leil Pesach, most of the Starim are very children-centric, and we're accustomed to think of ourselves as Chacham Ma'oimer Ma'idus V'Chukim V'Mishpatim, and Afat Emerlech Hilchas HaPesach. And it's a great nishtazai. Most of the time, the Seder busy with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's white beard and other very important matters that get the Kan HaBen Shoyel and all the Shinuyim to get the children Arangatan and the Seder. And it's something that B'nai Aliyah, we need to think about in a mature way on how we should be Mekayim the mitzvah Laila. I remember, I think it's over 20 years ago, it is over 20 years ago, close to 25 years ago, when my first child was old enough to be past Sheni Yidei Elisho, and I was all to Frieden that I'm going to be Mekayim, we got it to Levincha, it was actually a daughter, but Mekayim saying over Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, and I was still spending the Yom Tovim by my Shver, and he has a big mishpacha Kanai Nahara, 20 people by the table or so, and I made sure this, it's also one of the Iker Zach of the Seder, the seats where everyone sits. I made sure to have my child sitting next to me. I'm going to be Mekai in the mitzvah, and my Shviger is all gesund sein. She, after children give out, say Manishtana, she's busy giving them presents. So it was difficult. So the first night, I got my daughter, she was 5 or 6 years old. I told her, you'll play with your toy afterwards. We're going to do the mitzvah Laila. And I told her over the whole Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. And I was very pumped checker with myself. And came the second night, and she took another present. And I tried to sit her down. She looked up and she says, you told me this last night already. Like Zagizunt. That was the end of my Vigata to Levimcha. So, I want to focus on the Yisoid of the Mitzvah Laila of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that we should be able to have a meaningful, in which B'chol Matzah V'chol Mokum, that we find ourselves on the Leil Seder, that we should be Mekayim the Mitzvah B'shlei Musay. So I want to start like this. The Achroinim ask a kasha. Mechizchenech asks this kasha. The Tzlach brings this kasha also in Musaf the Brachas. But the kasha is the following. That we paskin, and the Rambam paskins in the beginning of Hilchus Krishma, that maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos, paskins like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that you have to be maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim Bayoyim Balayla. Frek the Menchus Chinuch, that yes, the Rambam paskins that in Hilchus Krishma, but if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam is Meina, the Taryag Mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is not found in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Avada in Hilchus Krishma it's brought, but in the Minyan of Taryag Mitzvahs it's not brought. And we know that Taryag Mitzvahs Nemel Moshe Misinai is much more than Taryag Mitzvahs, but it's not counted in the Taryag Mitzvahs. Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim is counted in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So the Nechus Chinuch wants to know, what's the difference? Why is Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim not counted in Taryag Mitzvahs, and Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim is yet counted? It's brought b'shem Reb Chaim. I believe it's printed in the Brisker Agada, a chiddush, not a pashut, not pashut what Reb Chaim says, but he says the following thing. The Rambam, in his Hakdama to the Sefer HaMitzvos, we have the Shrashim of the Rambam, because as we mentioned, there's many more than Tarieg Mitzvos. So the Rambam gives us the klolim of what counts in the Minyan HaMitzvos, not what counts as a mitzvah, what doesn't count as a mitzvah. We have many chiyuvim, many mitzvahs and lavin, but in figuring out in that Gemara, in the end of Makkos, Darashab Simloi, Tayag Mitzvahs Nemel Moshe Misinai, Taira Tziva Lanu Moshe, is Taira's Gematria 611, Anoichi Layiach Lecha Mipi Hashmua, Mipi Hagvura Shamanim, and there's a minion of Taryag, and the Bahag lists off Taryag Mitzvahs, and the Rambam is coming, a big chelik of the Hakdama is to argue on how the Bahag understands how to codify these mitzvahs. So the Rambam gives us in his Shrashim. So in Sherish Hashlishi, the Rambam says that a mitzvah that's not noyeg l'doiris does not count in the minyan mitzvahs. Now, really, if you look over there, and the Ramban and the Rishonim that handle this thing, which he's arguing on a Bahag, it's really talking about mitzvahs that were done in the Midbar that weren't continued. But Reb Chaim says the following. Reb Chaim says that what does it mean that's not done l'doiris? That means if the mitzvah is avegishtelt, that it's not going to be a mitzvah l'doiris, it doesn't count. Says Reb Chaim the following. That if we paskin like Reb Elazar ben Azariah, so we have this machlokes, we have a machlokes of Reb Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, the Pasuk says, L'man tizkar yishim tzeischa me'er tzrayim kol yimei chayecha. Yimei chayecha is hayyamim. What's the kol yimei chayecha? So Reb Elazar ben Azariah says, kol yimei chayecha is to be marbe the leilas. And Chachamim say that no, yimei chayecha l'mazeh, kol yimei chayecha l'havi l'maysa Mashiach. So it comes out in Cheshvan, that according to Reb Elazar ben Azariah, we are not maski yitzis mitzrayim L'maysa Mashiach, because the kol yimei chayecha is to be marba the leilos. And in fact, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Brachos brings a brisa on your days and with days, your gimel, the Gemara brings. Tanya amalem ben zaymel chacham v'chim haskin yitzis etzayim l'maysa Mashiach. We're not going to say it, v'alik for nemar. Brings the pasuk in Yirmiyah, he ne yamin boyim num Hashem lo yomru oid chay Hashem asher hela bnei Yisrael me'eretz Yitzrayim. We're no longer going to say chay Hashem asher hela as bnei Yisrael me'eretz Yitzrayim. That's not what Klal Yisrael is going to be focused on. But the Navi tells us, the next pasuk tells us kiim chay Hashem asher hela v'asher hevi ezera beis Yisrael me'eretz Tzafayin mikol haratzos asher yidachtim sham, that there's going to be a kibbutz goliyos Yimei Samashiach, and the Nisim and the Neflayis of Yimei Samashiach are going to outshine the Nisim and the Neflayis of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Memela, we're not going to be masker anymore. Yimei Samashiach, the Chum say no, it becomes a tuffle, it's not an ikker anymore. So Zokter Pchayim, that if, since the Rama Paskins in Hilchos Krishma, that you're masker Yitzias Mitzrayim by Yemi Valayla, Kumtais, the Rambam holds, like Reb Elazar ben Azariah, that you're not masking Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yimais Mashiach. So it's not a mitzvah that's Noyeg L'doiris. So if it's not a mitzvah that's Noyeg L'doiris, that's Reb Chaim's Chiddush. That it's called not Noyeg L'doiris because it's built into the mitzvah, because we have this Nevuah, and we have this Drash of Kol Yimei Chayecha, which is, even the Chachamim hold, you need a Riboy for Yimais Mashiach. That means without the Riboy of Kol, everyone, it was pashit that it wouldn't be Yimei Samashiach. Kol Yimei Chayecha, the Chacham says Yimei Samashiach, even though it's not the Iker. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it's not even Shaykh to have such a Joshua. So Kol is L'Rabbis Aleilis. So Mimele, it's not Noyeg L'Doiris. Reb Chaim calls that a not Noyeg L'Doiris. I think it's a Chiddush. Reb Chaim calls that not Noyeg L'Doiris. But Azayat Reb Chaim Gehalten. Mimele, the Rambam does not count it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. That's the Vart from Reb Chaim. The Kasha on the Reb Chaim, besides whether it fits in to really what the Rambam is saying in Perek in the Shair Shashlishi, but Yaniach that it's correct that it's called a mitzvah that's not Noyeg L'Doyrus. The question is, why is CPTS Mitzrayim Noyeg L'Doyrus? If Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that this Nevuah of Yirmiyah, of Lo Yemru Oid Chai Hashem, Asher Helos Nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, Kim Chai Hashem Asher Helov Asher Hevi Yizeres Beis Yisrael Meret Safayna, Mikol HaRatzais, if that's going to be, and it doesn't even count anymore Yitzias Mitzrayim, so why taka do we have a mitzvah of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim L'Maisa Mashiach? And it has to be that we have it L'Maisa Mashiach according to Reb Chaim, because if not, his whole cheshman falls apart. His whole cheshman is predicated on the fact that the Rambam counts Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim as a mitzvah in the Tariq Mitzvah does not count Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it means Reb Chaim's maskim that Mimaisa Mashiach, we're going to still have the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why should that be? We hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We hold that it doesn't count anymore Mimaisa Mashiach. So why is Sipa different than Schira? That's the first question. Okay, so to answer this question, I want to say over something that I saw in Pachad Yitzchak. I don't think I'm going to say it over exactly the way Rav Huttner writes it over there, but to talk, Arun Redden, an Indian that he speaks about. And the following thing, we have a Gemara in Chulin, a Dav Zayin in Chulin, where the Gemara tells us about the Pinchas Ben Yair, that he was able to split a river, he needed to get by, and the Gemara tells us that he split a river. The Gemara says that that Pinchas Ben Yair was going for Pidyon Shvuyim, and he bumped into this Ginoy Nahara, and he told the river to split, and the river told him, you're going to do Ritzayin Bayrei, and I'm doing Ritzayin, the Ratzon of the Bayrei, and you're going to do Pinyon Shvuyim, you're not sure you're going to be Mekayim Pinyon Shvuyim. I know that the flowing of the river is Vadai, the Ratzon HaBayrei, the Ratzon Kaini. So he told him, I'm going to make a gezeira on you, that if you don't split for me, you're going to dry up and you'll never flow again. And this river split, and the Gemara brings that two other stories, that there was a person that he needed to get wheat for matzah, and he had him split the river for him also. And then the Gemara brings another thing, that there was that there was a taya. The Gemara brings there was a seicher that needed to get money. The Gemara brings a third case. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef kam nafish gavra mimaisha v'shitin ribon. This Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu and the shishin ribon of Klal Yisrael that last Mitzrayim. The ilu hasam, because by yitzias Mitzrayim chad zimna. There was only one kriyas yamtzav v'hachat losa zimna. And over here you see Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair was able to split this river three times. So Gemara says v'dilma hacha nami chad zimna. Maybe he split it once and kept it split for all of these stories. So the Gemara says, Ella kim maisha v'shish and riba. So he says, you're right, maybe it was only once. So he shoved to maisha and shish and riba. Okay, that's the Gemara. So let's ask the following question. Chazal tell us, Mashiro shifcha bayam, l'ro yichesko bambuzi. Yichesko bambuzi had the mara nevuah of he had the Mar Nevuah that we lay in on the first day of Shavuos, the Maisa Merkava, which is considered, except there's another Nevuah in the Haftarah Parshas Yisrael with Yishayahu Navi has a similar Nevuah. The Gemara talks about which Nevuah was greater. But this Mar Nevuah of the Maisa Merkava, we're not metargim it because it's so difficult to understand. The Maisa Merkava, Masharas or Shifcha Bayam, which we understand, Shifcha Bayam means the lowest person, the Shifcha, who has the lowest Madrega, and she had a Hasaga of Kutcher Brichu that's greater than Yechesko Ben Buzi. So, Haga Ba'atzmeinu, let's think about this. Somebody's standing on the side of this river and sees Reb Pinchas Ben Yair split the river. It's Masharasa Shifcha by Reb Pinchas Ben Yair, L'ra Yechesko Ben Buzi. The Gemara is telling us that Reb Pinchas Ben Yair is Shavet to Moshe Rabbeinu and Shishim Ribay. So why don't we talk about this Meridikanes of Rav Pinchas ben Yair? We say all the things that we know about Kriyas Yamsuf, we're going to say is true by Rav Pinchas ben Yair, Masharo Shivcha Bayam. So Futna understands that in the Nisim of that the Ribbono Shalom does, there's two sugim of Nisim. There's a Nes of Tzadik Geizer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. There's such a mida that a tzaddik, a person like Rav Pinchas ben Yair, he's so oisgarbet his Talmud Chacham Shafkeit, but more his sitkis, which comes from his Torah, is so mekusher with the Ribbono Shel Olam that there's a mida called tzaddik geizer v'akadosh baruch mekayim. So if the tzaddik is geizer, that there should be a shinui hateva. That shinui hateva is going to take place. But that Shinui Ateva is mitzad, the kiyum of the tzadik geizer. So that's not going to impact the shifcha in the same way. But when you have a kriyas yamsuf with a tnai hisna in maisa bereshis, that this is the seder of the way the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, so the Ribbono Shel Olam is building into the seder ha'olam that there's going to be a Shinui Hateva, which brings out the Kvod Shamayim itself. The thing that brings out that when the Yam is flowing, and that Yam is only flowing because the Ribbono Shel Olam was decreed that the Yam flows. And it's not a thing called that there's a Teva, there's a nature that has its own Kayach. But it's a constantly, HaMachadish B'tuvei B'chol Yom Tamid Masei Bereshis. That there's a constant Ratzon Habayrei, that everything exists, and that the Ribbono Shel Olam shows Klal Yisrael that he can do a Kriyas Yamsuf, so that's not Midin, that there's a Shinui Ateva because of a Tzadik Geizer, that's showing the Emunah Chushes that the Ribbono Shel Olam shaf in the world, not only they created the world, that he runs the world. That Hasaga, that amitius of the Ribbono Shel Olam's kayach, that's miyochet to nisim that have to do with the seder. The way Futner speaks about it is in the seder of Torah mitzvahs. But what it means essentially is that the nisim that the Ribbono Shel Olam built in to the making Klal Yisrael into Klal Yisrael, that's chaluk than a nace like Rav Pinchas ben Yair. So you don't have those same madrigas. It's interesting to note that when the Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, where he talks about the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, so you would think that the Rambam should say, what I would think the Rambam should say, the Rambam starts off, the first six prakim is talking about the Hilchos Matzah, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, and then Perek Zayin starts with Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah L'Saper, what should the next words be? L'Saper, I would think it would be Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Sipor, the first word should be by Yetzias Mitzrayim. They could talk about other things also. But that's not what the Rambam says. Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah L'saper benisim v'nefloys shenasu laveisenu b'mitzrayim b'leil chamisha osar b'nisan. It's a mitzvah to be mesaper the nisim that were done laveisenu b'mitzrayim b'leil chamisha osar shenemar. Now the Rambam, the whole shmooze why the Rambam brings this pasuk, but the Rambam brings the pasuk zachas ayim as asher yitzatzim mitzrayim k'may shenemar zachas ayim haShabbos. Just like we have a mitzvah of schira on every Shabbos to be masker Shabbos, so you have a mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why the Rambam brings the Pasuk Zachar, that's not for the Shmuz now, but that's a Gantz of Shmuz. Why the Rambam brings it, the Chinuch, when he brings this mitzvah, he brings the God of the Levinka. The Rambam brings that a little in the next line. Minayin, how do you know Shevelel Chamish Asar? How do you know Shevelel Chamish Asar? Talmud Leir, the God of the Levinka, Yim Leim Avorzeh, B'Shashi Yishmatu Mar Menachem Fonecha. And then the Rambam goes weiter, V'afal Pi She'en Loi Ben, even if you don't have a child, V'afilu chacham gedolim chayam l'sab b'yitzis n'shayim chol amarek b'dvarim she'iru v'shahayu harayz them eshubach. So that's the first. That's the end of the first halach in the Rambam. There's not one word about Yitzias Mitzrayim in that first din. The whole Rambam is talking about l'saper b'nisim v'nefloi shenasu avaseinu b'layla hazeh. But not the Yitzias Mitzrayim itself. Then he goes the next halacha. Mitzvah le'idia l'banim afilu le'shalu shenam v'igadat l'vimcha l'vidayt yishal ben aviv melamdai. And then it says, okay, said him, how you're cutting the tippish. Amalai, b'ni, tell his child, kulanu, you know, avadim, k'may shifcha zeh, k'may evad zeh. First of all, just an aside, you see the Rambam holds you need to have some avadim in the house in order to m'kayim, say, k'may shifcha zeh, k'may evad zeh. After the emancipation proclamation, it's hard to be m'kayim the mitzvah. But, mitzvahim, ubalai lahazeh, on that night, pada ishan ha'kosh, baruch hu v'yitzyeinu l'cheiris. So in Halacha Beis, where the Rambam is telling us practically how do you do it, so in practically how do you do it? You tell the child kefi, the child seichel, the way you tell it to him. If he's a katan or is a tippish, so you tell him b'ni kulanu, you know avadim. You tell him we were all avadim like this shivcha, this eved. We got out of Mitzrayim. The Chacham Meidia Mashiir Lon of Mitzrayim V'Nisim Shenasu Al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu Hakol V'Dayt Yishal Ben. In the practical application of how I do Sipiyitz Mitzrayim, he mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim. But in the Cheftza Shal Mitzvah, when the Rambam is describing Mitzvahs Asay, what is the Mitzvah? The Rambam is saying the Mitzvah is L'Saper B'Nisim V'Nefloiz Shenasu Al Yidei Moshe Mitzrayim. The mitzvah is a sipur of the nisim. When we go to the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, what do we say? We're masgir that there was a Yitzias Mitzrayim. We were avadim. The mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim by Yom Balayla is we were avadim. We became free. That is the mitzvah to be masgir. So when that is no longer the big deal, because it's layomer oid chay Hashem asher aluchem eretz Yitzrayim, but we're already holding lasid lava in a time where if you want to know what's the main event that happened to Klal Yisrael is kibbutz Golias and Yemitz HaMashiach, so then it doesn't pass to have remember that maisa of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So memela the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim is not Noyeg L'Doyrus. But in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah is L'Saper B'Nisim L'Nefloi Shenasu Aviseinu, that there's a Bazundar of Din on Leil Chamisha Asar, that the Nisim, that it's not the Maisa Hitza, it's the fact that the Baruch Shalom created a matziv where it was clear to everyone in the progression of the makas. If you think if you think about it, this what I'm going to say now, Rafuta mentions this also. we daven in chakras. We mitzrayim galtanu Hashem lekenu mibeis over in pidisanu kol b'chareim harakta. Why do we say kol b'chareim harakta uvecharcha ga'olta? Kol b'chareim harakta and Klal Yisrael went out. What's uvecharcha ga'olta? Why is that the nusach ha'tfilah that's a vegeshtalt? Kol b'chareim harakta, all the b'chareim Mitzrayim got killed and Klal Yisrael went free. If you look in the psukim in Parshas Shmos, where is at the beginning, the first time Paray comes. Let me pass me a chumash. When Paray comes to when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paray in the beginning of towards the end of Parsha Shemais, that's where Paray gets the hasra of Makas Bechiris. So the pasuk says, Pasuk says like this, Vayayim Hashem al Moshe, Belechtech Haloshem Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu is on his way back from Midian to Mitzrayim. Rei Kol HaMoshe Moshe Shantav Yodecha V'asisim Pnei Paroi, with the Matah and with the Nisim that he showed, told them, the Eishais, that he told him to show Paroi. V'ani Echazek Es Libay, V'li Yishalach Es Om. V'amarta El Paroi. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, should tell Paroi, Koyayim HaShem, this is what Hashem says, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. The first, from Koy Amar Hashem, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. V'aymer Alecha. And you should tell Paroi, Shalachas B'ni V'yavdeni. My B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, send them out V'yavdeni. V'atimoyen L'shachay, he's not going to listen. Hine, Anochi Hayrgis B'ncha B'chayrecha. I'm going to kill your B'chayri. What is this pasuk? Why is that part of this? You want to say, I'm telling you to let Klal Yisrael out. He's not going to listen. I'm giving you Hasra right now. There's going to be a Makas B'chayris. What is B'ni B'chayri Yisrael? So Rav Huttner makes this point, that if you see that the pasuk says B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, and the einish for not cooperating with B'ni B'chayri Yisrael is your B'char is going to die. And then in the Nusach HaTfilah, it's called B'charim HaRokta, Uvacharcha Ga'olta, is the pshat is that what's going on is there's an inyan of Bechor, there's a chashivas to Bechor, and that chashivas of Bechor, if you're going to chep it with it, your Bechor is going to be get chep it with it. It's because it's B'nai Bechor Yisrael, that's why your Bechor dies. And that's why we're not gishit in our tefillah. And if you go through the makas, and there's all the midah connected midah, but it becomes, each one becomes bigger and bigger where you can't deny the Ribbono Shel Olam anymore. The whole b'chatzoy salayla and anivalei hashliach, anivalei malach, the whole thing, it becomes like it's not shayach for this thing to happen without kudsh b'rikhu. So the klarkeit that we have from the makas and from the yitzias mitzrayim and ultimately from the kriyas yamsuf, that it's not shayach, and then the real ultimately is Maimon Har Sinai, which everyone knows, Rambam writes, that anyone who was by Maimon Har Sinai, Rambam writes in Igeres Teiman, that anyone who was by Maimon Har Sinai, it's not shayach to be kaifer nevuas Moshe. Means the whole thing is a progression where the klarkeit of the Ribbono Shel Olam is so clear, it's so clear to us that it's a metzias, it becomes a metzias. The emuna part, I'm sure most of you have heard this from me over the years, but Rav Shach writes in the Hakdamah to one of the Chalakim, Avi Ezri, remember which one, he writes that if it's so clear that the Yediyas Hashem, Avram Avinu, said, if there's no such thing as a Bira without a Baal Abira, so what's the mitzvah of Emunah? It's Yediyah. It partially makes sense in Cheshbon. So Rav Shach writes, Emunah is where your Hasaga stops, and then you have to believe in the other things because we can't, like, the Bechira, the things that we can't be massive. What does it mean that the Ribbono Shel Olam without a Tzuras HaGuf? What does it mean that the Ribbono Shel Olam is above time? All the things that we can't fathom, that's Emunah. But everything that we can figure out is Yediyah. And that's what happens in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Laila HaZeh is to be Mashrish B'Levavenu Al Yedei the Sipur, the amitiyus of Kutcha Brichu. That's not what the mitzvah Schiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah Schiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, Balelis, Bayayim Balayla, is that this was the big event of Klai Yisrael. Be maskerit. When it's no longer the big event, you don't have to be maskerit according to Ben Zayma. You don't have to be maskerit anymore because the way we paskin, because that's not the big event anymore. But to be mashrish below Avenu, the emuna that becomes an emuna chushis, Avada, that's Negev B'Mais HaMashiach. And that's what the mitzvah CPT is Mitzrayim is. So when we sit by a Seder, we sit by a little Seder, Semach Nishtais, if the way the Kiyom of the Yigadat Levinka is in the Moy Edis Vachukim of a Maftir Achar Pesach HaFikayman, it makes no difference if what it is all the Shinuyim to get a little kid interested, and the fact that we give out Klayus V'Goyzim, like the Gemara says, the whole thing is to include the children. If you were sitting by a Seder and we see, and your fathers, your grandfathers, whoever Seder you're sitting by, who's fearing a Seder, and that the Seder is being mashrish, the emuna in Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is something that we can partake in, regardless if it's the shmooze that we would be interested in talking about. Yes, it would be very geschmack to have a bunch of bacharim go into a room somewhere and make a seder and talk all the lumdis and leave all the divrei agada out and just the shmooze and learning the whole thing. But that's not the seder that we sit by. We sit by a seder where it's av leben or a zeder to his grandchildren or however it is, and that's the tzuras advarim. And that we sit by such a seder year in and year out, and even if we are the son who's the gadol and the chacham, and that we're taka roi for a lefi daitish shel ben would be higher for us, but every bit where we see that this another kid nacha dar and klal yisrael nacha yingle nacha kind that understands that the Ribbono Shel Olam is real, that is the chefza shel mitzvah. That is what the mitzvah is. The way you do it is through Sipur. That is a Yitzias Mitzrayim. But in the Etzem mitzvah, the Rambam is not even mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim. L'saper benisim in affliction, not always say Mitzrayim leil chamisha asher, because that is mashish by us, the emuna. And we should all be zeicher to be mekayim this mitzvah. Benisim nigalu, benisim asidim.